USA News. I'm Jerry Marmash. The cleanup is underway in Tulsa after storms rocked the city with 100-mile-per-hour winds. Mayor G.T. Bynum, who declared an emergency, describes what it looks like on the ground.
Tornado-level winds, the speed and the velocity of wind that you would usually see with a tornado, only this is spread out all across the city.
Bynum said crews are working on clearing roads and restoring power to homes and businesses. Former Vice President Mike Pence says voters should know there are differences between him and former President Trump that go beyond January 6th.
After leading the most pro-life administration in American history, former running mate has taken to calling some pro-life bills at the state level too harsh.
The GOP candidate appearing on NBC's Meet the Press also said Republican candidates in 2022 who focused on the future did better than candidates who, quote, dwelled on the past. Self-described outsider Vivek Ramaswamy is not lacking self-assurance in his run for president in 2024.
I'm confident we're going to not only win the election, but do it in a landslide like what Reagan did in 1980.
Ramaswamy on Fox News Sunday said it will take an outsider to get the job done as president. The second day at the electronic dance music festival Beyond Wonderland was canceled after two people were fatally shot. It happened Saturday night at a campground outside the Gorge Amphitheater in Washington State. The local sheriff's office says the suspect was taken into custody. One person is dead and at least 20 people are injured after a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration outside of Chicago. Police say two of the wounded are in critical condition. No arrests have been announced. Police are investigating a man's death at the Grand Canyon Skywalk. The victim fell 4,000 feet. The Skywalk is a glass bridge that extends 70 feet out over the rim of the canyon. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
There's a push in Congress to provide funding for a new treatment for veterans suffering from PTSD.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw, a Texas Republican and Navy SEAL veteran, is pushing a bill to provide veterans suffering from PTSD with access to experimental drug treatment.
We're never going to understand the extent to which psychedelics can help our service members until we start actually doing the necessary clinical trials in a controlled environment.
The proposed legislation allocates a $75 million federal grant program to support research on magic mushrooms and ecstasy as potential remedies for depression and anxiety. I'm John Schaefer.
Washington Wizards star Bradley Beal is reportedly getting traded to the Phoenix Suns. ESPN says Beal will go to Phoenix for a trade package that includes Chris Paul, several second-round picks, and pick swaps. Once finalized, he would join stars Kevin Durant and Devin Booker in Phoenix. West Virginia's men's basketball coach Bob Huggins has resigned following a DUI arrest.
Huggins was arrested Friday night in Pittsburgh with a blood alcohol content more than twice Pennsylvania's legal limit, according to a police report. The incident comes just over a month after Huggins faced discipline for using an anti-gay slur during an interview with a Cincinnati radio station. Following that, the university reduced Huggins' salary by $1 million and suspended him for the first three games of next season. One of the most recognizable coaches in the sport, Huggins won over 860 games between his time at four schools. I'm Chris Garagio.
I'm Jerry Marmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.